You see, the problem with us, we read the media and we listen to what they are saying, what the kuffar are saying. Don't listen to what they are saying. They read the media and see the sabak Allah Pak is giving us. That ummat, where are you sleeping? Look at what Muslims you got. What iman they got. Take a lesson. They are an example to you. Take a lesson. Follow in their footsteps. How they giving their life, give your life. How they not bothered our house getting bombed, shop getting bombed. Never mind, but we'll still stand here for deen. You do the same. You can't close your shop zohar time. One namaz we can't sacrifice. Asr time, one namaz we can't sacrifice. Their whole shop is getting bombed. They say, never mind, but we'll still stay here. Because we need to protect this haram. So there is a lot of sabak in the qurbani that they're making. There's nothing for the ummah to become despondent and depressed. If anything, these kuffar should open their eyes. That so long we bombing these people. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Yuriduna liyutfiu nur Allahi biafwaihim. They thinking they're going to extinguish the light of Allah. How can you extinguish the light of iman? How can you extinguish the light of iman? How much they surrounding the haram? How many times they even came and burned the minbar? What they did? So many bombs inside, bullets, tear gas, this, that. Allah's kalam is still being reciting there till today. Taraweeh is still taking place. Salatul Layl is taking place. Itikaf is taking place. The work of Tabligh is taking place. Everything is still happening there. What they can do? What can they do? They only make us feel despondent in the newspaper. The newspaper is a whole load of nonsense. Bodies, Muslims gave bodies from time immemorial. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle had to go. His family members had to go. So bodies went. Muslim is not warlord of life. Our people looking at life, life is going. So go and march in the street because people are dying there. Or tell the UN to come to the assistance. No, that's not the solution. The solution is to come on Sirat Mustaqim. I said this before, a lot of people have got a lot of things to say about it, and I will reiterate it. That you go and boycott all the products. Go and boycott all the products. But if we don't come on Salah, if we don't come on Sunnah, we don't come on Deen, we don't give Dawat, we don't make Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi Anil Munkar, and we don't clean this heart, we won't get no Nusrat. You can boycott all the products, you will not cripple the economy. It won't help. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew the Jew is the enemy. Why did he trade with them? Why when he passed away, his armor was mortgaged by the Jew? He knew they're the enemy. Because he knew whether you trade with them or you don't trade with them, that is not a precondition for Nusrat of Allah to come. Nusrat of Allah will come on Amal. The Ummat must bring Amal. When the Ummat will bring Amal, whether the Jew is rich, whether he is poor or whatever, he won't be able to do nothing against the Muslim. Because the Muslim got Amal. We just get emotional, we want to go jump like monkeys in the road, hold a couple of placards, take our women and advertise them to all the non-Muslims, and think the Nusrat of Allah is going to come. Nusrat of Allah won't come like that. Nusrat of Allah will come when the Ummat will wake up tahajjud time. The Ummat will shed tears. The Ummat will give their jaan, they'll give their maal. They'll give their time. They'll give their wealth. They'll give their resources. They'll make their children qurban for this deen. Then the Nusrat of Allah will come. No use sitting and crying, Palestine, Palestine, and we want to boycott one chocolate and one shampoo. And our house is on interest. Our car is on interest. Our business is on OD facility. Whose coffers we filling? Whose coffers we filling? Allah Pak is saying, you deal with interest. You're waging war with me. I'm waging war with you. We want to march because the Palestinian and the Jew is fighting. Who's going to march when we are engaging in war with Allah? Who's going to march for that? That we're not worried about. So don't bluff ourselves. Don't bluff ourselves. Whatever happens in Palestine is a depiction of the halat of the ummah. The other two harams Allah Pak has promised to protect. But Palestine, when the amal of the ummah will be right, Palestine will be in peace. when the amal of the ummah would be wrong, there will be problems in Palestine. So I said this before and I will say it again. When we will choose sleep over salah, when we will choose fashion over sunnah, when our women will expose their hair, they will choose to do that over hijab and niqab. When we are going to choose the kuffar way of dressing over the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we will choose to use our wealth in the cinemas, in the discos, in the rave clubs, over using it fi sabilillah, then we are buying the bombs and the bullets and the white phosphorus to kill our brothers in Palestine. But they are getting killed, they're getting shahadat and they're going jannat. But what is going to be our hashar on the day of Qiyamah? How are we going to answer to Allah? That you, as your brother was passing away there, one is you couldn't stand up for him. You couldn't do anything for him. And over and above that, you contributed to it. So what job are we going to give to Allah? To march in the road is easy. That's easy to do. Wake up tahajjud time and shed tears. Throw the TV out of the house. Throw the music out. Get rid of the musical ringtones. Throw the pornography away. Bring our children on deen. We come on deen. Why we don't talk about those things? The very thing that is causing the destruction of the ummah, we want to go do the very same thing. One person came here the other day. He said, Moana, we want to have a mass zohar namaz on the beachfront. Men, women, everything, have a mass zohar namaz on the beachfront for the cause of Palestine. I said, bhai, please, go away from me. And so all this thing is not permissible. How are you going to take ladies and all and go there? So then he's telling me, but isn't ladies went in jihad? I said, now please go. Please. Now you don't know what you're talking about now. Now just go away from me. He's not interested in all this thing here, what you're talking. We just appease our own nafs. Right? We go march a little bit in the road, make some placards, we appease our own nafs. My deed is not going to come by showing people placards. My deed is going to come when we show Allah our tears. When we use this body of ours and this wealth which Allah gave for His deen, then we will get maidij. Not showing the world placards and going in the newspaper and all that. That's not going to get nothing. What is the UN going to do for the Muslim? The President of the United States went around before he got voted in. Even all the countries know. Guantanamo Bay will be closed. He went to Egypt and threw all the Muslims up. People were actually making his lineage trace up to Sahaba. That no, this man is coming now. He is coming. Because we forgot Allah. We forgot Allah. Our mind is on people. Our mind is on wealth. Our mind is on superpowers. We forgot Allah. La ilaha illallah we took out of our life. It's only on our tongue. So that's why our gaze goes on all these things. Our gaze needs to shift. Our gaze has to come back on Allah. Then whether whoever is the President of the United States and whoever is in the UN office and whoever is everywhere, it's got nothing to do with us. Because Allah runs the world. Allah runs the world. Not any of them, not any government. Allah is in charge. This is what we need to understand. We're reading every rakat in Surah Fatiha. Maliki yawmiddin, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. That is our road for recourse, our Allah. So our Palestinian brothers and Muslims that are passing away there, they are giving us an ibrat. They are giving us a da'wat. They are writing pages of history of Islam with their blood. And they are asking us, what you doing? What you doing for deen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this wonderful night, bless us all with hidayat. Ease their pain, their suffering. Keep them with istiqamat. Give us tawfiq to take ibrat. Protect all the harams. Protect the lands of the Muslim ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show us again the beautiful glory days of Islam. Unite the ummah. Bring the ummah under one banner. Remove all the differences.